Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, can I tell y'all that I have been waiting for this segment for about 4 days now? Javita Steele called my house the other day just to say, hey. Like, hey, girl, I have not seen you on social media. And I said, listen, Javita, I'm no longer on social media, but I do have a daily newsletter that I put out. It comes out Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. It's funny. I talk about my kids, resources and services for kids with autism. I talk about being a business owner, and sometimes I have grants and updates on things happening for small businesses. But most of the time, it's just uplifting, fun, and funny stuff. The same type of stuff that I would always put on social media. So I didn't wait. I signed her up, and then I fussed at Geraldine for not signing up. And then I felt bad because then I realized Geraldine was already signed up. And so in our conversation, they were like, yeah, we've got a concert coming up on next Saturday, September the 20th. And, you know, and I was like, y'all got a concert? Y'all got to come on the show. WCCO radio listeners love Geraldine Steele, and because we love Geraldine, we love our sisters and brothers. So bring Javita. So Javita and Geraldine Steele are joining me right now.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, honey.
What's up? What's up?
Okay, so I don't know if y'all were listening to the show earlier, but I was just telling Lindsay, more than just your beautiful voices, you ladies and your whole family, and this comes from mama and daddy, right? Y'all have just a beautiful spirit. And I remember I used to work for Geraldine. Javita, I'm not going to say I work for Geraldine because I didn't really work a lot. She used to have to get on me because I didn't really want to work. You know, Chad Harper just gave up. She was trying. She was trying to make me do right. Chad Harper was like, you know what? Forget it. I don't care anymore. She just want to come here and get a check. She don't want to do her work. I don't care. Geraldine was like, no, Shaletta, you can do better, honey. You got this. I expect so much more from you. Don't fall asleep on a job, Shaletta. Wake up, please. Press the buttons, Shaletta. You know,
I've never said any of that. That's a lies and slander. I've never said that stuff. Don't listen to it.
Oh my God, Shaletta, you are something else. Oh my goodness. And look at you now. You are fabulous.
Well, that's because your sister planted seeds.
I love it. That's what we're supposed to do now.
She planted seeds. And you too. Remember when I was on My Talk before I came here and somebody was out and I called you and you did a show with me and we had such a good time. And you know, that's one thing that you Steels do. Y'all elevate people to new levels, to new heights, and y'all are never afraid of planting a seed and then holding people accountable and helping it to grow. I was just talking to the kids from None Above and they were like, we love Miss Geraldine. She's so awesome. She helped us out a lot and just advice. And girl, I promise you, like y'all were like aliens to me. Because I was like, they don't really love each other that much. They don't really love people that much. They're going to ask me to borrow some money. I know it. They got some Amway they want me to invest in. Something.
Oh,
these ladies, they not real. They're not real. They're not from here.
So twisted. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, we're real, honey. Mom, our parents taught us that community is everything. It's third on the list. It's God, family, community. And so we try to make sure that we stay involved and try to support. None above, I had the pleasure of coaching them for about 3 years in live performances. And it was such a blessing to watch this young family move forward because somebody did it with us. My father was our coach, and he pushed and pushed and pushed. So somebody's got to do it. You have to pay it forward. You just have to.
And I saw them at the Dakota a couple of weeks ago. And honey, yes. Your hard work has paid off because they are so confident and they are designing. Little Maddie is like little Javita Jr. Because she designing all the costumes. And
I know
it. Look, little Javita Jr. You ain't
just gifted. I mean, the family is so talented. And I wish them the best. I can't wait to see what's next for them.
Okay, now, Geraldine, you got to tell us what you've been doing because everybody has been texting and emailing, like, really, is Geraldine coming on your show? What's she been up to? So go ahead and give everybody the 411. I'm going to let you have the floor and let everybody know what Miss Geraldine Steele has been up to because the listeners miss you.
I miss it too. You know very well that even Javita and I have been doing this for a long time and we love it, right? We love the way that we're able to reach out to people and reach out to us. And it's really important. This particular group, None Above, Javita is the one that poured so much sage advice. Boy, whatever I can do, let me know. Seriously. No, seriously.
I tell you, it is. People miss you. They love you. Sunday nights are not the same without you. You know, we set our clocks and our calendars to hear you. Just a calming, comforting. You know, I was looking at a scripture about an anchor. You know, because I was like, everybody is just drifting everywhere. You know, we just all over the place. One day we Republican, one day we're Democrat, another day we're independent, one day we're pro-life, one day we're pro-choice, one day we want guns, one day we won't. We just all over the place, right? And you know, we need a anchor. And I don't know if you realize it, but you were our anchor.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, Shaletta.
You are our anchor. Yeah,
never thought like about that, Shaletta. Wow.
Yeah, because we knew we could come to you on Sunday nights and get clarity and peace and love and calm. And, you know, it was a reset to start the next week. And we have not gotten anybody else to help us to get a reset. That's why we out here running around acting a fool because we ain't got no anchor. We just drifting all over the place.
Here's the thing. I am learning every day that if we could just return to the basics, which is being human beings, if we could just get back to the basics and learn that respect is both ways. We can agree to disagree, but if we can respect one another and understand that we're all human beings, then I think we've got a chance. But if we keep forgetting that and we continue to give each other these dark, cloudy titles, we're going to be in real trouble in this country. And so I'm with you, Shaletta. I miss Geraldine on Sunday nights. I agree. She had a calming effect. But she's, you know, my sister is my Shiro. And she is pushing forward. She's still performing and singing, talking about doing a podcast. So they're, you know, sometimes you have to let go to let God and to let good things come in. And so when she released that nightly or weekly show, it just freed her up. And so I can't wait to see what Geraldine's going to do next. I think she's an amazing woman, and she's always thinking and planning and dragging her little sister right along with her.
Well, I'm glad because, okay, so when we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, y'all got a show coming up next Saturday that we have to tell everybody about because we want the whole entire Twin Cities and greater Minnesota to make a date of it, to enjoy one another, to go somewhere, to get uplifted with this beautiful music, the way y'all infuse that music into our spirits, we can run on to see what the end will bring. So don't go anywhere. We've got more with Geraldine and Jovita Steele when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
There is a love train coming to the Twin Cities, and you do not want to miss it. Geraldine and her sister Jovita Steele are performing next Saturday afternoon. They are joining me right now to tell us all about it on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Look, like my grandmother said, where y'all singing at?
The show is on the 27th, Shaletta.
27th. Okay, 27th. Mm-hmm. Okay, 27th. Okay, yep, you're 27th. Performing on the 27th. Where are you going to be?
Okay, we're going to be at St. Philip's Lutheran Church. They have decided, in Fridley, Minnesota, they have decided to reach out to the community to expand. And I love that. And so they asked if Geraldine and I would be a part of this series of music that they're doing. They've been doing it all summer. And it's going to happen all the way through the fall. And so we're probably the third or fourth performance that's coming in. And we're going to do some good gospel and inspirational music to, once again, try to lift the spirits of people and have fun. And it's at 4 o'clock at St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Fridley, Minnesota. You'll be out of there in an hour. It's going to be great. And if you want to, then go across the street to Crooner's and have a cocktail if you like. But we're going to go up in there, and we're going to try and celebrate community and love for one another and diversity and all good things.
Okay, Saturday the 27th, 4 p.m., St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Fridley. Now, the one thing I know about a Steele show is y'all be rehearsing like 2 years before the show because y'all got the costumes and the dance moves and the songs all picked out. Geraldine, tell me what people can expect from this show.
You know, what they can expect from the show, Javita came up with an incredible list of songs, songs that we sang when we were, you know, very young, and songs that are new today that have been written by brothers and stuff like that. The thing is that no matter what we do, the Steels have to sing. We always have a feeling that, okay, you know what, you guys, we need to do it again. We need to do it again. And that is because I feel the spirit, Javita feels the spirit, all of my siblings feel the spirit. And when we're doing that, we know this is what we were meant to do. Now, is it that it has to be gospel songs all the time? No. There are other times we have a great time doing other songs. My brothers write songs. Javita has written songs. I don't write songs. But at the same time, I love the songs they come up with. And knowing that your siblings are the ones that are sitting right by you or standing right by you, if you make a mistake, they are there to support you. Those are the things what being a family really means to me. They never let us go, right? All six of us. My sister Janice lives in Los Angeles, so we hardly ever see her, but we're online with her a lot. And we just keep saying to ourselves, whatever we do, we have to keep coming and going. Because if we don't continue to go, then what? This is the gift. Then do it. And that's what is most important for me.
Yeah, I think, too, Shanetta, for us, this one is not about choreography or any of that. It really isn't. And because it's not the Steels, it's just me and Geraldine and my daughter Jasmine and the band that we put together. It has Jason Peterson DeLaire on stage on sax, Jonathan Bakur on bass, David Feely on guitar, and my son Kenyari Jackson on drums. We don't even have a piano player for this one. This one, we are going a little different. We're going to do some gospel blues, some gospel jazz, some gospel funk. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing some Al Green, girl. So we're going to have a great time and make sure that the audience leaves lifted. I think that's the whole point of it. When Sherry Sykes called me and asked if I would do it, I immediately said yes. I didn't even ask the date. I was like, yep, I'm in, because the purpose was community, trying to enrich their community and to expand. And for me, that's what a church or any organization that gets together on a regular basis should be about. That should be the center, about pulling mm-hmm. people together. And so Sherry is trying to do that through this concert series, and Geraldine and I are honored to be a part of it. So come on out, Twin Cities. You just want to hear some great gospel music. Some of these songs we've never sung before. Other songs we've done before, but maybe once or twice. So I put together a list that I thought would inspire us and motivate us to do better and to feel good and to elevate. I think that's the purpose. And so we're focused and we're going forward. And I can't say there'll be any, you know, real shaking or dancing like that. But, you know, when the spirit moves, you know how to feel.
Oh, there will be some dances. Oh, I know
there
y'all.
There will be some. That? You know your hips got to do it.
I know.
Yeah, we can't just stand still. We're going to do some moving, but, you know.
And we'll be dancing in the aisle because, you know, anytime you all are performing, it moves people. You know, talk to me about that, because I was just telling Lindsey Brown, the producer of this show, about how I see you all treat fans like family. Like, that was something new for me. Like, I had never seen that. Like, y'all perform and y'all had given 155% and then rushed out to the front to make sure you shook the hands of everybody who was leaving. Y'all wasn't selling nothing. Y'all wasn't trying to make people buy anything. You just wanted to greet people and say thank you for coming. And the way you interacted, even on stage with the people who were there, everybody felt left feeling like they had a personal connection to you. Is that something that your parents taught you, or is that something that just happened organically as you grew in the music business?
Geraldine, I don't know.
Both.
Yeah, I think it's both. We really grew into it, as well as I've never seen a fan as a the separate piece of who I am. They are the reason why we do what we do. We do it
That's
for
right.
the people. And so they are extended family. Our band,
and we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right. even our band, I tell them, I said, you all are not background or foreground. That's not what it is. You all are an extension of us. We are a part of one another. We don't do what we do as well without you. And so
right.
we
we believe that the whole point of spreading love is to do it in every area. If I can do it by shaking your hand or a hug or a smile or a word or a song, whatever it takes to bring some joy to somebody's life. And we are blessed that we've been in the business long enough to kind of pull all those resources together and use them. We do it in every show. We always go out to say hello. I mean, Germaine's gotten so bad where she goes out before the show. And I keep telling her, I was like,
you got to go pull her. I seen it. It's bad. Yeah. It's real bad.
It's bad. I'm like, Gerald, you can't. She has the gift of chatter. And I tell her all the time, I say, honey, I know, but we're going to love on them afterwards because I don't want anybody to give. She has all these allergies. And I'm like, what if they have on a perfume or if they have a cold or, you know, they just eating something that you're allergic to. You need to be back here with us so we can get ready to go out here and give 150.
Girl, she be out there buying body butter and stuff. Girl, I seen a girl, Devonna Pittman was out there. She out there buying body butter and bags. She done been shopping. I said, where's she going with the bags?
I know, honey. I'm supposed to do that for preparing. And so I tend to kind of push the family for, you know, hey, we don't do that before the show. Let's make sure we are really ready. Because if you are already in your clothes or anything, makeup or somebody spill on you, now we've got a catastrophe on our hands. So
yeah.
We're reeling it in a little bit and back on the front end. But, boy, once it's over, we're just out there. And we are having a great time talking to folks.
And I want you to know, Shaletta, that our story – oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey,
Well, our story is a piece, just a little piece of it, because we started at the – I was 5 years old when I first got on a stage and started singing with my family. And it was with the whole family, the Steels, and it was Mahalia Jackson that was walking behind us as we were sitting or standing. And here I was, 5 years old. Javita, you must have been, what, three?
I was an baby when Mahalia grabbed me and held me.
Yeah, Mahalia Jackson.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but my mother told us about it.
Mm-hmm. And she was there. I saw her. I kept going, who's this person behind me? But she was the one that kept saying to my mother, you have no idea. No, she didn't say no idea. She said, we really, really are so excited that you and this family are still singing, that you are still together, you still love one another. And that was a long time ago, and we are still like that. And that's what I love about it. That is my favorite thing about this family. We are together, period.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so you got to be with this family, Geraldine and Javita, Saturday, September 27th at 4 p.m. in the sanctuary at St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Fridley. Now, you can go to splcmn.org, splcmn.org. There is a QR code right there. It's a gospel concert series. You can scan that QR code. And here's the thing. This is the thing that got me. They're only asking for donations at the door. $20. $20 is the donation that they're asking for. And so you can get tickets at the door. You can scan the QR code on the website to get more information. But the address and everything is right there. 6180 Highway 65 Northeast in Fridley, right there at St. Philip's Lutheran Church. Saturday, September 27th, 4 p.m. in the sanctuary. They are proudly presenting Choose Joy, Steel Sisters Gospel Concert. Geraldine and Javita, thank y'all so much for being on the show. I love
thank
y'all.
Thank you, Shaletta. We love you,
thank
too.
Thank you, honey.
Take
love
care
you,
of
honey.
You here.
I will. Mm-hmm. I will. If y'all just let me marry Billy, everything will be all good. If y'all know I'm going to let y'all leave without talking about my boo.
Okay.
Is his wife healthy? She ain't come down with no cold or nothing. She got all her limbs and everything. She ain't been in no car crashes or nothing.
No,
now she's still upright
she
and taking nourishment.
God is good.
She have a visa revoked or nothing. She ain't
get
no foreign country and get stuck.
Off
no.
The phone, Lord
she's still
Billy.
Okay. Love y'all too. See y'all on Saturday, September 27th, 4 p.m. in the sanctuary at St. Philip's Lutheran Church. It is 2:30. It's the Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hold on, the Steel Sisters are coming. Geraldine and Javita will be in concert at St. Philip's Lutheran Church in Fridley on Saturday the 27th at 4 p.m. You do not want to miss it. It is going to be amazing. And you're not going to beat the price. $20. $20 to see two Steel Sisters with a live band. They're not playing to some music that's being piped in from somewhere. They got instruments. Okay? This is a concert. And I don't know where you're going to find a $20 concert anywhere in the great United States of America with anybody as talented as Geraldine and Javita Steele. So you want to surely get over there. And you know, Lindsay, I'm going to this food truck festival in Cottage Grove when I get off the air. But I got to tell you, girlfriend, all I'm able to do is look at the food.
Oh, you're not going to partake?
Maybe lick something or smell it or something, but I can't eat much because the Emmys are coming up. Now, I don't know if you heard, but I got nominated for 5 Emmy Awards.
Five?
Five, girl. 5 regional Upper Midwest Emmy Awards. I got nominated for 5. And so the award ceremony, because I got nominated for 5, now I got to go, right? Mm-hmm. And the ceremony is on October 18th. At the Mystic Lake Casino, right? Uh-huh. And so I got to go where I got to represent. And how you like these apples? My kids got nominated too.
No freaking way.
Yes.
That's so awesome.
You know, the fur coat that Andrew brought home from college?
Yeah.
That he had and we made fun of him and we got little videos that we put together. And
it was, you know, nominated?
We posted the video. It was nominated in the entertainment category, girl.
The jacket. Everybody fell in love with the jacket. Podcast episode.
The jacket. The jacket.
He's wearing it, right?
He is wearing that fur coat. So all the kids have the things that they the outfits that they want to buy. They've you know giving me the links to places, to Dillard's and Macy's, and you know they know exactly what they want to wear. And so my daughter Cameron, she does mm-hmm. the you know, she's the fashion person, you know. Mm-hmm. So she said our colors this year, because last year we were blue, our colors this year are black and gold, right? Ooh. So the kids want to wear black with gold accents, and then they want me to wear solid gold. Okay.
Solid gold.
Solid gold. Okay. Solid gold. So I've been looking. Macy's, Dillard's, you know, doing my Google search. And everything I want to wear has got a bow around the waist or is, okay, you already know where I'm going with
yep.
this. It's got a bow around the waist or it cuts off midsection. The models that they use to promote these items, these dresses, they're size 4. I'm a size 14. So the way that it looks on them is not the way that it looks on me. So I'm going to need somebody sitting at the marketing department at Dillard's and Macy's to get some real adult women, 14, 16, 12, 10, even 20, right? Throw some 8s in there for fun and put the dress on these real life women. So that we can say, oh, I can't wear that because my stomach, okay? Oh, I can't wear that because my booty's too high. Oh, I can't wear that because my boobs are too small. I will look pregnant in this dress, okay? I will look like a 13-year-old girl in that dress. I will look like a 12-year-old boy in that dress. So I need them to put some, because, you know, when you shopping online and you look at dresses, mm-hmm. you think you look like the model that you're looking at. That model is a 4.
Yeah.
She's a 2. She's a 0 sometimes. Okay. So we're not going to look like that when we put on that dress, but we don't know that when we buying it. So really, in a sense, I'm going to need Keith Ellison to do a class action lawsuit. Call Keith Ellison. You know what? We're going to try to get him on the show. Yeah. To see if the state of Minnesota can file a lawsuit against Dillard, Macy's, and White House of Black Market for making grown adult women with butts and hips and a little pouch in front buy these dresses thinking that we're going to look like the woman who's a size 4 in the ad. It's not fair.
Well, Shaletta, the only women that exist are those that are size 0 and those that are pregnant. Like, there's only 2 states of existence. So I think we're in the wrong, specifically you're in the wrong. But what if you explored a power pantsuit of sorts? I'm looking up, because the outfit that came to mind when you said the black and gold theme, I was like, didn't Chadwick Boseman have a really nice black and gold suit? The late, great Chadwick Boseman. And I'm looking at it, and it has like this really good detailed on the I don't even know what you would call them, the flippers on the jacket. This is where we need Andrew and his fashion advice to really tell us, and Cameron, get both of them in here.
Why not
like a power pantsuit? You might be able to get that tailored a little bit quicker. Maybe it would be better than a dress. I don't know if that's your style, but you know, it's never too late to try something new.
Okay, all right. I'll do a pantsuit. I would do a pantsuit.
I don't have a problem with a power pantsuit, Shaletta.
A power gold pantsuit. Yes. I love it. I would do a power gold pantsuit. And you know, I would like to be comfortable. That's the thing.
Exactly.
I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want to be in a situation where, you know, I'm sitting down and the dress is sticking me, or the girdle is so tight that I can't enjoy myself. So I saw a dress that I like. It's gold. It looks kind of comfy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to try to lose 30 pounds.
Oh.
In the next,
I'm not laughing. It's possible, but it's not healthy, Shaletta.
I'm gonna lose 30 pounds in the next 40 days.
Oh
now,
my
God. Now, so when I go to this food truck festival, I can't do anything except look at the food. But, you know, I'm gonna be leaving at 3:00, and apparently you're gonna be leaving too. Poor Lindsay, you got a migraine, and Josh is coming in to relieve you. Girl, now how did you, I don't get migraines, so I don't know how these things come about.
Yeah, this is my first like really bad one. I grew up watching my mom and her and my aunt suffer from them, and so there's a hereditary element, but it started in my neck and it's traveled up, you know, behind my ear, and now it's just tugging on my eyeball. I was getting an IV yesterday and stuff. But you know what? There's nothing that could stop me from making sure that I'm here for you for the Shaletta Show. And because of that, Josh has to come in. And so I really appreciate him because it's been a rough few days. But yeah, if you have a migraine, seek care perhaps before I did, because I had one IV bag and the doctor asked, do you have any urge to go to the bathroom? I said, nope. He goes, you're very dehydrated. We're going to give you another bag. And so just the fluids, all the tips that grandma gave you, they're all right. Follow them and seek care.
Yeah, and that's the one thing we don't do. We think, oh, it'll pass.
Right. I'm immune,
you know, I don't
right?
have to worry about it. Yeah, oh no, it'll be fine. And we don't realize, like you said, we're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
We need that extra support. And, you know, this is, you know, that's what the doctors, the hospitals, the emergency rooms are for. But girl, can I just say thank you for your dedication? Because I truly appreciate you being here with me today in the midst of, you know, having a migraine and not giving your body time to relax and recoup and recover. You came in knowing that you already had familiar relationships with all the guests and mm-hmm. you had everything lined up, didn't want to pass that off to someone else. And so, but also know too now, also know too, that I know how to work the board.
Now, I know.
For a year, I worked the board and did and hosted my own show. They did not give me any support. So I was glad when Carrie came through. I was glad when Josh came through. I was glad when you came through. But if push comes to shove and all hell breaks loose, I can come in there and work the board so you don't have to wait for somebody.
Well, I'll keep that in mind for next time. But everybody needs support, and I appreciate that you can do that for yourself. But 3 hours, I can do it, and I'm glad that I was able to push through it for you today.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for getting our last guest on the line. My favorite part of the Shaletta Show is coming up. I get to talk to my friend Steve Thompson. He's coming up next. It is 2:47 and you are listening to the Shaletta Show, my favorite segment of the 3 hours. It's a chance to talk to my friend Steve Thompson. He's joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. What's up, Steve?
Hey, Shaletta.
How's everything going? How has your week been, brother?
It has been busy. It has been a tumultuous week in the world. It has been busy, and summer is back weather-wise. So, you know, you kind of get into fall mode, and then I went out and did some chores in the yard earlier, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm a little too old for this. It's hot out here. You know,
it is so freaking
hot. We get so used to
hot.
The cold so quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
you turn your air? I turned my air conditioner back on.
Well, I'll tell you what, the heat, the difference between we need to put the heat on to we need to put the air on is a very small window. So we've had the heat on, we've had the air on, and see it in this older house. I got to go switch around a bunch of vents, and I mean it's better than building a fire. Or
well, I guess. I mean, if you got to look at it that way, yeah. Now,
but,
Steve,
yeah,
what is going on with these?
Change-o.
Yes. What is going on with these Gophers? I mean, Steve, they got these boys playing football at 9 o'clock at night. What the hell? How are they supposed to? I was like, okay, when are my dad's here from Houston. Wow. He's visiting, and he's excited because, you know, they don't get the Gopher games down there. He's a big college football fan, right? So he was like, oh, good, yeah. I get to watch the Gophers. When are they playing? Tonight at 9 o'clock, Steve, really?
Well, but that's out in Berkeley. So that's 7 o'clock Berkeley time, which is fine. So, yeah, they're out at Cal tonight, so it will be a late game. And then the Loons tonight are playing in San Diego, and that's 9:30 start. So people better get their remote finger ready to be able to switch back and forth if you're so inclined. But, yeah, it is a late start over there. I think there was a lot written this week, you know, about getting the college kids ready for the later start. But let's face it. When I was that age, I was just getting started at 9 o'clock at night.
Now, you
so
know what?
I don't think it'll be a problem.
Yeah, you're right. We're putting our old bodies and our old people limitations on these young people. Cause Andrew's at 4 a.m. up and taking tests, and I'm like, boy, you need to get some rest. He's like, okay, mom. He's like, you know, he don't even argue with me anymore. So he's like, okay, mom, whatever. Yeah, okay, mom, I got it.
When I was in my late teens and early 20s, even into my mid 20s, I'd much rather sleep during the day and be out and about. And I did a lot of night radio, and then I was doing games and that sort of thing. So I was kind of a night owl. I think these college kids will be fine. I just laughed at the story in the Star Tribune about, well, you know, they're talking to sleep specialists and so on and so on. I'm like, they're college kids. Come on. I'd be more worried about playing those 11 a.m. games than I would be playing a late game.
That's okay, sure. Leave it to Stevie T to make sense of everything. Yeah, you just broke it all the way down, Steve. And you know, Steve, I don't know if you heard, you know, I like to celebrate with you when I do big things. I got nominated for 5 Emmy Awards.
5 Emmy Awards?
5 Emmy Awards. Yes. They announced on Monday the Upper Midwest Regional Emmys. Monday at 12:01 a.m., they posted all the nominees. And ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, my production company, is up for 5 awards in 5 different categories. Oh. And I mean, I'm up against the big dog, Steve. I'm in the political category for Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And I'm up against Mary LaHammer at TPT for her political show. I'm up against Tom Hauser, right? So I'm really like, Steve, sure. Steve, yeah. Yeah, no, oh, Steve. And then I've got the diversity.
Big hitters.
Those are some big, Steve. I'm up with the big name people, Steve. What you think about that?
Well, I knew you would do great things. I just knew early on when you brought these ideas to the table, and I was like, go for it. And you have so much energy. Bringing all those kids out to the fair at the crack of dawn, and then doing your show, and then wandering the fair. I talked to Sean. It sounded like you wanted to stay out there from open to close at the state fair. So,
yeah, and I remember seeing your face. You were mortified. You were like, so you got here at 6 a.m. so you could line up for Peachy's Donuts. They open at 7.
Yeah.
Okay, and then after that, you lined up for another hour for the Somali Street Fries. And then you brought us Somali Street Fries. You did your show. You rigged the election so you would be the most popular CCO radio host. And then after that, you put your stuff up and you were walking. I mean, if you talk about it, it sounds like a lot. But at the time, Steve, it didn't. I think I was operating on pure adrenaline.
No, I never insinuated you rigged the election. It just was the voting period during your show. I mean, now what I want to know is, did Chad Hartman get wind of that? Did he ever get wind of that whole voting thing?
I think he did, because I got a text that said dead to me. That's all the text said. It just says dead to me. And I haven't heard from him since. I got no text message replies. I emailed him. I left voicemails. He hasn't responded. And so the last correspondence that I have from my alleged, I'm doing my air quotes here, good friend Chad Hartman is dead to me. That's all I got.
Yeah, I knew it wouldn't go over well. I even brought it up at the time. It's like, oh, I don't know. I would keep this on the down low.
Just act like, but you know me, I got it in a frame. And so when I come back up to the radio station, I'm going to put it in the lobby next to all the other WCCO radio posters and plaques and trophies that we've gotten. So I'm going to put it in a hall, and I wonder how long it'll be before he sees it sitting out there. It says certificate of elections. I mean, you saw it, you presented it to me, of course. I got it in the frame. And so I'm going to put it in the lobby at CCO, and we'll see if Chad sees it.
Well, you got to put it up near his photo out in the hallway.
Yeah. Did you? Okay. So first of all, let's talk about that. They got these big old giant photos. I was so scared. I sprayed roach spray on a couple of them because I didn't know what the hell was going on. So you walk down the hall at CCO Radio, and I felt like I was at the Today Show or something. They've got big old giant life-size photos of Anita and Chad and Jason, and you know. And I kept walking, Steve, but I didn't see. Did anybody call you in for a photo shoot? I didn't get a call. I better check my voicemail. Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, I didn't see anything at the fair either.
No.
But that's okay.
It's not okay.
Here's the thing I've always said about that, as far as photos or being on the fence out at the fair. See, my paycheck is the same either way. And as long as the money's green, I'm good with that.
See, I be getting my little old feelings hurt. I do elections. I create my own posters and have my ex-husband come and put it on the wall. And Steve, I don't even know if anybody took. I should call the fair people and have them to go and check to see if anybody took my poster down or if it's still sitting up there, because it's not ready for the elements of winter. Last year I was there and I took it down, but this year I forgot to do it. I bet nobody took my poster down. I bet my poster still up there.
I bet they did, because they took down the photos of all the full time. So I'm sure it's safe and stored away and ready for next year.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I should take that and put it in the frame and hang it on the wall at the studio. That's what I should do. And then I'll bring it back out at the fair. That's it right there, Steve. That's it right there. But you
right
know, I just want to. Right by Chaz. You know, we should be together like Ashford and Simpson. But I just want to let you know for real, Chad, that Steve, that I appreciate you, because, you know, a lot of times when people have ideas or they do big things or they, you know, accomplish something or they want to celebrate something, they don't have people that they can celebrate with. They feel like, oh, well, you know, somebody might get jealous or they might think I'm bragging or, you know, and so they keep accomplishments to themselves and they never get a chance to celebrate. And, you know, you have always cheered for me and been a champion for me, even when the idea is just air. Like before it even happens, I'm like, you know what, Steve? I'm going to write these books about my kids and they have autism. And then I'm going to travel around the world doing speeches for parents to encourage and uplift them. And you were like, that sounds great, Shaletta. And there was no book. Nobody was calling me to do no speeches. Nobody. I didn't have no website, no business. I was just talking to you about this stuff. And you were right there to say, you can do it. I believe in you. And I don't know if you know, but that gave me like the motivation I needed to feel like, yeah, I could do it.
Well, you put in the work and you have the enthusiasm. I go back to the fair. If you're willing to bring that whole crew out to the fair and be out there all day and do a show and wait in line for those donuts for 2 hours, you got it in you.
And wait, not just for me, because I share my donuts with the crew. I brought donuts back for all of us, and I went back out and got us some Somali street fries. Now, how did you enjoy those Somali street fries?
I like the donut better. The street fries, that kind of spice doesn't agree with me.
Okay.
I know they were very popular, but it was just a little much for my tender palate.
Well, I tell you what, he is not going to be too much for your palate. My friend Steve Thompson is coming up next with his show. You don't want to miss it. If you're looking for something fun to do, take your horse to the Old Town Road. Come on out to Cottage Grove for the Food Truck Festival. It'll be going on until 6 o'clock. If you see me, tap me on the shoulder and say hi. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.